This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jed Babin, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense in the administration of the first President Bush. He joins me now to talk about the situation involving Iran and how it appears that the permanent five members of the UN Security Council and Germany have agreed on a new round of sanctions. But just how tough are they, and will they actually deter Iran from closing in on its pursuit of nuclear weapons? And Jed, it's always great to have you with us.
Hey, great to be with you, Greg.
Well, we've gotten a brief outline, basically, from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and some others who are excited about this. They say they think it's going to make a lot of difference. It basically forbids Iran from doing a lot of things necessary to keep pursuing a nuclear program, enriching uranium, mining for uranium, having deals with other countries for weapon systems and technology associated with the nuclear weapons program. At first blush here, how sharp are the teeth?
Well, they don't have any teeth. It's all gums. I mean, the basic point is that this is a failed policy, and it's just implementing more of the failure. We saw last week where Brazil and Turkey were making that deal with Iran that completely undercuts this. The sanctions, if they ever get passed, which I doubt that they will in the UN, will not affect Iran whatsoever. It will not change its behavior. It's not going to deter it from enriching uranium or pursuing nuclear weaponry. This is just, frankly, a lot of eyewash. I don't know why they are even bothering other than to make political points and lure in the gullible.
So you get the sense that this isn't just wishful thinking on their part. They know it's not going to work, and they're basically trying to buy themselves some time as well as the indirectly allowing the Iranians to have some more time?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really something that these people would have to be completely hallucinatory in order to believe is actually going to work. The Iranians have said again and again and again they are not going to stop enriching uranium. They've made this special deal with Turkey and Brazil that they're going to try to export some of their enrichment activities, which is not to say stop it. There is nothing in this that is going to deter them from pursuing nuclear weapons, and the people who are doing it are engaged in a hoax. I mean, there's no other way to put it. This is not a matter of naivete anymore, Greg. You cannot accuse the Obama administration of naivete. They're doing precisely what they want, and they're trying to cloud it over to make sure that nobody figures it out.
Explain that a little bit deeper. What's their end game here as you see it?
Well, I think their end game here is to let Iran achieve nuclear weapons and pretty well forfeit our interests in the Middle East. This is an administration, I've written this many times, that is interested in one thing. Its overarching goal is to reduce America from a superpower to an also-ran. They believe, and they're kind of the Democratic equivalent of Ron Paul, they believe that the world would be a better and more peaceful place if America could not and did not defend its interests overseas. That's where we are.
In terms of what would work, Jed, some have said that crippling economic sanctions, basically a strict oil embargo, since Iran has no oil refining capabilities of its own. It's got a ton of crude, but it can't refine it. Would that make a difference? And if we were to pursue that, how quickly would we need to do it?
Well, I think it could have worked a year or so ago. I'm not sure it would work now, because if you look at what they're doing, they can certainly get as much refined gasoline and other petroleum products as they need from Europe. I think that the Venezuelans, although they do not have very much of a refining capability themselves, they've already said that any lack that Iran would suffer would certainly be made up by themselves. So I don't think you can do that and have any prospect of an effect. I think at this point the choice is binary, and it's a very unfortunate one. It's one we've gotten to because we have refused to do anything for the past 10 years or more. The choice now is either accept Iran as a nuclear weapons power or to hit their regime and or their nuclear facilities with a military strike. There's no third choice, Greg.
What's our window of opportunity? We heard so many different estimates earlier this year with the nuclear summit and so forth about how far Iran is away from being able to deploy such a weapon, anywhere from less than a year to somewhere around 3 to 5 years. Any best guess as to what that is?
Well, I don't think my guess would be any better than anybody else's. You know, we've been hearing 3 to 5 years for the past 3 to 5 years. So it's either very close. I think the Iranians have probably gone slower than they wanted to and slower than they thought they were going to. But that does not mean, quite frankly, that they haven't already achieved some sort of crude nuclear capability that we don't know about yet. And it also does not mean they have failed to buy used nuclear weapons on the black market. So there are a lot of ways that they can skin this cat, and I'm sure they're pursuing each and every one of them.
Of course, Iran's not the only radical regime on the planet. What sort of blueprint do you think they have provided, and perhaps the North Koreans before them, about how to snooker the international community to not really do anything about their nuclear ambitions?
Well, I think, you know, you really have to say the Iranians have turned it into an art form. The Iranians have been lying to the IAEA, and John Bolton has said this, not just me. They have been lying to the International Atomic Energy Agency since about 1981. So they have obfuscated, lied, cheated, and just basically gone and thumbed their nose at the international community, if there is such a thing. The basic point you have to realize, Greg, there has never been, since this regime took power in 1979, there has not been a single instance of a successful diplomatic negotiation with them. If you define successful diplomatic negotiation as changing their behavior by peaceful means, it has not yet happened. These sanctions, if they even get started, which I doubt, will not have any effect.
Well, a sobering analysis to be sure, but as you've pointed out over the past 30-plus years, that's been exactly the track record. Jed, thank you very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Jed Babin, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for President Bush number 41. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.